Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we head for the end of April, it seems like things are moving quickly. Planters are headed towards the field. We see lots of movement and activity out on the road, so certainly another good reminder, always be cautious when out and about. Slow down, give them plenty of room to get their work done in a safe manner for you and them. Also, lots of things happening as the spring and summer season approaches. Here at the Extension office, we are gearing up for a lot of our summer activities. All of our beef and swine have been weighed in for county fair. Sheep and goat weigh in coming up early May on the 7th. Our dog project workouts have started. A quick reminder to any of those 4-H families out there, you want to get registered, both you registered as a 4-H'er for the year, and identify any animals you plan to bring to county fair by May 15th. Now, that is a Sunday this year, so if you're planning on doing that on paper forms, make sure they are in our office by close of business 4:30 on Friday, the 13th of May, in order to be eligible to show those animals this year or to show yourself as a member of 4-H. Also new on our website, the Cass County Fair schedule for 2016 is posted on the Cass County Extension website. You can check that out. We have a few schedule changes and some additions this year. Be sure and look that up. Also, recently gone to print, but now available on our website, the full version of the 2016 Cass County Fair book. If you are looking for any updated rules and regulations in your department, or want to know what all will be happening at the fair, check out the newly uploaded fair book or fair schedule, both in the quick links section at the bottom right-hand corner of the Cass County Extension website. As we head into spring and start planting those annual flowers and vegetables to get optimal performance, keep in mind that many of these plants require some careful treatment. As a lot of stores around here get their lawn and garden center set up and we head out to buy those plants that are going to either taste great or make our yards beautiful this summer, what should we be looking for? Our ISU Extension and Outreach horticulturalists answer that question in this week's Yard and Garden column. First of all, you want to look for short, stocky plants with dark green foliage. Avoid the taller and spindly plants. Small to medium-sized plants will be established in the garden more quickly than large ones and have less transplant shock. Short, stocky vegetable transplants often are more productive than large plants that already have flowers or fruits set on in the garden center. When selecting annual flower and vegetable plants, large transplants are usually not the best choice. Annual flower and vegetable plants started indoors or purchased from greenhouses should not be planted directly in the garden. The intense sun and strong winds may damage or even kill these transplants. Plants should be hardened off before transplanting into the garden. This means acclimating them to outdoor growing conditions on a gradual basis. Start by placing them in a shady, protected site when you get them home. Gradually expose them to longer periods of direct sun and closely watch them during this period. Check on them once or twice a day. Thoroughly water when the soil surface becomes dry to the touch and move indoors if the strong winds occur, a severe storm, or overnight frost threatens them. Transplants should be ready to plant in the garden about 6 or 7 days after you bring them home and get them hardened off. To plant those once they are hardened off and ready to go, start by carefully removing them from the plastic cell packs by gently squeezing the bottom of each compartment. Plants in plastic pots can be removed by tipping them on their sides and gently tapping the bottom of the pot. If possible, plant in the garden on an evening or a cloudy day. Planting at this time will lessen the transplant stress and allow the plants to recover before being exposed to strong midday sun. Place plants in the ground at the same depth or slightly deeper, no more than half an inch deeper than they were in their containers. Tall, leggy tomato plants can be planted much deeper than previously grown, as roots will develop along that buried stem, but otherwise, unless they're tomatoes, keep them about as deep as they were in the package from the store. Many annuals, such as petunias, snapdragon, zinnias, salvia, and periwinkles, should be pinched back once they start growing to encourage branching. Others, such as impatiens, are self-branching and don't require pinching. Vegetable transplants, keep in mind, should not be pinched back. We want to let those guys grow. After you've got them planted in the garden and the soil firmed around them to hold them, water each plant with a dilute fertilizer solution. This can be prepared by adding a small amount of water-soluble fertilizer to 1 gallon of water and watering that in well. For more information on upcoming events at Cass County Extension or for questions on yard and garden and beyond, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Cass County Extension office at 805 West 10th Street or find us online anytime. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.